Hey everybody, it's LG Doucette here. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an episode recorded, but I'm just adding a little segment at the start here because I just woke up this morning and the first series base set is gone, no longer available to buy in a pack, and series 2 base set is now available. This has a lot of implications. I'm going to go through them real quick, and then you can listen to the rest of the episode, which was recorded before this new development. So keep that in mind while you listen, especially while I'm talking about rookies. So what does this new base set change mean? It means that Series 1 looks like all those moments have been retired. Retired means that they are no longer in circulating count and are now in limited edition. So all the base moments that you see on the marketplace that were previously marked with CC circulating count are now LE limited edition. Those moments that had, you know, over 3,000 moments circulating are now limited edition, and there is an absolute marketplace frenzy to buy them up. So if you have any players that you love and their moments are still going for, you know, a couple bucks, under 10 bucks on the marketplace, if you want to hold them long term, if you want to flip them, whatever it is, I highly recommend you go into the marketplace, take a look, consider a buy, because they are flying off the shelves right now. We're talking about guys like Zion Williamson, all his Series 1 moments are now retired. Luka Doncic, all his Series 1 moments are now retired. Ja Morant, Steph Curry, LeBron, all those guys, their Series 1 base moments are now retired. That is not official. I don't know if more will come. We have not heard from Top Shot on that topic. But in terms of the moment designation, it's pretty clear they're now limited edition. And also, Series 2 base sets are now available. Top Shot put out over 26,000 of them available for purchase this morning. As of right now, about an hour or 2 hours after that drop, almost half of them are gone. There will be more. Series 2 is going to go all year, so there will probably be more. But know that some of the more popular rookies from this year have way more base moments now than they did before. So guys like LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Halliburton have an extra 858 moments available through this new base set of Series 2. Previously, each one only had, you know, a couple hundred. Now we're looking at over 1,000 for each one. So the marketplace impact has been clear. Their prices have dropped. LaMelo has gone from 180 all the way down to 35. And same with Tyrese Halliburton. There are some great moments to be had in this Series 2 base set, including LeBron and Steph Curry and a bunch of plays from this season. So if you are keen on getting some early Series 2 stuff, go ahead and get them. If you go into Discord, you'll see that some players are buying up a couple hundred of these packs, so they might sell out already today. But again, Top Shot will probably put more out. All this in anticipation of potentially a much bigger pack drop sometime this week. All of that speculation for now. So again, big marketplace changes this morning. Series 1 sets are now unofficially retired. I think they're retired. I think that's what this means. And Series 2 base packs are now available for purchase, including this year's rookies, including Obi Toppin, who was not previously in any base packs. Go in the marketplace and enjoy. And then also listen to this episode 2 of the First Mint that was recorded last night before all this happened. Top Shot Nation, what's up? It's LG Doucette here, back for another episode of the First Mint. Today is Tuesday, January 12th. We have not had a pack drop yet this week, hopefully expecting one later on. On today's agenda, we're going to talk about the overall sales figures and how Top Shot has yet again broken records. We're going to look at rookie tag mania as well as run it back mania in the marketplace. And then we're going to get into the player tiers, which players belong in the first and second tier, made up entirely by myself. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give my picks for this week, two players and two teams that you should be keeping an eye on in the coming weeks. And just a quick reminder that none of the content here constitutes trading advice in any way, and that this show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Dapper Labs. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and loves blockchain. This is episode 2 of the First Mint. Let's get it. Just when you thought the NBA Top Shot marketplace couldn't get any crazier, last Friday, January 9th, we went and set a new all-time sales record. The previous record stood for just 3 days at 250K. On the Friday, January 8th, we did 400K. And even today, Tuesday, January 12th, we were approaching that. At one point, we had 379K in the last 24 hours on CryptoSlam. To look at these numbers in a bit of a broader context to understand just how big they are, in the last 7 days alone, $1.5 million of transactions have happened on the marketplace, which is 33.9% of all-time marketplace sales. So think about that. Over a third of all-time marketplace sales that started way back in June or early July have occurred in the last 7 days. In the last 30 days, so since December 12th, so since a week before the season started, 10 days before the season started, there have been $2.8 million of transactions on the marketplace, which is 62.6% marketplace sales. So think about that. Two-thirds of marketplace sales have come since the start of this season, pretty much. All of that capped off by the number three, Giannis Cosmic, going off the marketplace yesterday for $20,000, becoming the official number two all-time high sale. I doubt it will remain number two for long, but for now it is. I know that there's also an off-market transaction that was made. The user Vegas Finds actually opened one of his Deck the Hoops packs. He hadn't opened it, and in it he found the Luka Deck the Hoops jersey. Good for you, buddy. He sold it off the market for $21,000. That would be number two all time, but it wouldn't be fair to everyone else who's done off-market deals that we may never know about. So for now, we'll just give it a little asterisk and keep that Giannis Cosmic number three as the number two all time. Guys, gals, we are just getting started here with the NBA season and with Top Shot. So there are plenty more big sales, big marketplace trends, and big pack drops coming in the future. So on that note, let's talk about things that are actually happening in the NBA and around Top Shot. I'm not going to talk about this week's games, but I will say that there have been some oddities in the games because a lot of players have been out due to COVID protocol and contact tracing. So there have been some somewhat lopsided contests where some teams have had to start only 8 or 9 players and other games have been postponed, likely put into the second half of the schedule. General news around the NBA, probably most noteworthy, Luka Doncic and Jason Tatum named NBA Players of the Week for their respective conferences. Very good for them. Probably two, you know, decent MVP candidates after LeBron so far this season. In terms of Top Shot, I still don't know if there's going to be a pack drop this week. I know that there's maintenance tomorrow on Wednesday, January 13th, so there could be a pack drop on Thursday or Friday, so stay tuned to that. Keep an eye out on Discord. There are 3 challenges going on right now. And a few that just ended. So right now there's Run It Back, challenge number 4 for Ray Allen. The bigger moments there being KG, Kevin Garnett, Chris Bosh, and Amari Stoudemire. The price for those has risen like crazy in the last couple days, along with all other running backs. So I'll talk about that in a minute. Then there's also Metallic Gold, challenge number 14, where the reward is Cody Zeller. If you're relatively new to the community, you'll be happy to know that we love Cody Zeller. He's a bit of a meme in Discord. You should go check it out. If you've ever interacted with the user in the community named Arsenic, he's got a little profile photo, a little Pepe the Frog. He is on a mission to collect 1,000 or more base Cody cards. So if you have some lying around, definitely interact with him and offer to send some to him. It's a great feat. We all support him. There are some great players in that Metallic Gold Challenge. CJ McCollum, Serge Ibaka, Caris LeVert, and Russell Westbrook. So not an easy one to snag. And given that, you know, seeing as Cody Zeller is, you know, not exactly the most popular player, but that he has some popular players needed for his challenge, we might actually see a relatively low mint number. So if you are thinking about completing this challenge, keep that in mind. The maximum here is $299, of course, but we could be looking at a sub-200, sub-150 challenge rewards. And of course, the last challenge that is going to wrap up Thursday morning is the Deck the Hoops, the first legendary set for series 2 and for this season and of course of this year. How many mints are we going to see for that one? Obviously the total is 85. I was actually able to secure a pack during last week's pack drop where I actually got a Zion. Lucky me, I've never pulled a legendary of that level in any pack drop, but I got a Zion, and my Zion is actually out on rent right now. If you're curious about renting, go to Discord and find out all about it. But what you probably really want to hear about on this episode is the rookies and the rookie tag. So let's get to it. If you were paying any attention at all to the NBA Top Shot marketplace in the last couple days, then you definitely noticed that this year's rookie class of moments, that their floor prices went from like $5 for a Killian Hayes and like $18 for LaMelo Ball, all the way up to like $30 for Killian Hayes and over $200 for LaMelo Ball. Let's talk about this for a second. Let's start by talking about supply. So how many of these moments are there actually available in Top Shot? So the first appearance of this year's rookies came on December 30th with the season tip-off packs. In these packs, there was 210 LaMelo Balls, James Wisemans, Tyrese Maxey, Cole Anthony, Anthony Edwards, Killian Hayes. There was 210 of each of those moments, okay? On January 7th, with Deck the Hoops Pack, the legendary one, there weren't that many packs released, so there was an additional 90, 96-ish of each of those guys, plus the very first 96 Tyrese Halliburtons. So that puts each of these rookie moments at about 200 to 300 total in circulation. That is out of 4,000 total of each of these that's going to be minted over the season. So for all we know, this week's drop, there's going to be another 500 or 600 LaMelo balls put into the marketplace. Are these prices going to be sustainable? Let's take a look really quick at what the actual floor is. So we're looking right now. I'm just going to talk about the five that I covered on Twitter. So the leader is LaMelo Ball. His moment is currently going for $179. Tyrese Halliburton, super good. He's super, super good. I'm going to talk about rookies in a minute. His moment is going for $137. Wiseman is going for $80. Edwards is going for 70, Maxey for 27. Those are the five I talked about on Twitter. The floor for them is currently $493 just for those five rookies. After the pack drops, after Deck the Hoops, like last Friday during that crazy sales day, each of these moments was going for no more than, you know, I don't know, maybe $5 or $10 for like Maxey. And then maximum like $20 to $30 for Ball and Halliburton and Wiseman and all those guys. What happened? Well, LaMelo Ball went and had himself a very sweet triple-double on Sunday, and that kind of kicked off a craze. I know everybody that listens to this doesn't necessarily just follow everything that happens, but I'll tell you, when that triple-double happened, that was probably one of the biggest highlights so far of the young NBA season, and that sent ripples through the Twitter sphere and then also through the top shotosphere, I guess you'll call it. Immediately, people started buying up those moments, and that resulted in yesterday, in a major liquidity crisis for LaMelo Ball. I saw in there that somebody was buying a moment, not even that low of a mint, for like over $300. Just insanity. So the question is, from here on out, can these moments actually sustain these high prices once we actually start to see more moments come into the marketplace? Because keep in mind, like if there is another pack drop this week, and it has, well, I don't know, 6,000 packs, and within that we get another 300 or 400 LaMelo Ball moments. Is LaMelo Ball going to be able to sustain a like $180 price tag? Like, are people actually going to want to pay that much? Well, they might, and I'll talk about that in a little bit once we actually get to rookie tags. But before we move on, I do want to talk about who might actually win Rookie of the Year, because right now all this pricing, all this stuff is very speculative. There's a lot of hype around LaMelo Ball, and I want to take a minute to actually correlate these marketplace numbers back to actual in-game performance. So right now, looking at the rookie charts, I would say that Tyrese Halliburton has a slight edge in terms of being Rookie of the Year. If you disagree with that, that's totally cool. No worries. I'm going to put him at the top for now. He's playing almost 29 minutes a game, averaging 12 points, 5.3 assists, and he's brought Sacramento, which historically, I don't even remember last time he made the playoffs, he's brought them up to a respectable 5-6 record. LaMelo, though, I will say, is not that far behind him. He's obviously got the hype train behind him, so that helps a lot when you're trying to build a case for MVP or for Rookie of the Year. LaMelo averaging over 25 minutes a game, also 12.6 points a game, with 7 rebounds and 6 assists per game. So almost a triple-double guy. Obviously, you know, capped off with his actual triple-double the other day, being the youngest player to ever do it. And he's brought Charlotte, also a generally sad sack team, up to a respectable 6-5, with actually 4 straight wins. So, you know what? Actually, reading that back, I'd actually pick LaMelo. I'd say at this point, it's actually LaMelo who might win Rookie of the Year. Long term, I would go with Halliburton if I had to pick a team or build a team. The third kind of outlier, I'm not going to talk about Wiseman or Edwards too much. The outlier is Peyton Pritchard. He hasn't gotten too many opportunities yet with the Celtics, but he's playing almost 23 minutes a game. His stats aren't as great, but he did have that amazing game winner against Miami the other night, which makes him a very Boston-esque player. Next, let's talk about the infamous rookie tags. So this is an announcement that was made about 24 hours ago, late on Monday night, that was sent in an email and also a blog post and put in Discord. Official rookie tags are coming to NBA Top Shot Moment, which is huge news. If you're in the traditional collector world, you know that a rookie tag can make all the difference. And also, if you've been in Top Shot long enough, you know that any improvement in designation of moments has such a huge ripple effect on the marketplace. For example, a couple months back, Finally, the circulating count and limited edition tags were introduced to the marketplace so you could see those before actually clicking on the moment, which made a huge difference, made shopping and selling so much easier. So these rookie tags, a huge improvement from the Top Shot team and also just something really exciting. First, let's go over how this works, and then I'll talk about the marketplace frenzy that occurred within minutes of this email going out. So, rookie badges. The first thing you need to know is that a rookie badge will be added to every single moment that was minted during a player's rookie year. So for example, this year, this season, any LaMelo Ball moment that comes out will have a rookie badge. For last year, for the Series 1, any Zion, any Ja Morant, any Tyler Hero, any of their moments will also get a rookie badge. But their moments from this series, from Season 2, will not get a rookie badge. And then also, any of the run it back moments that occur during a player's rookie year will also get a rookie designation. So that means guys like Giannis, Kelly Olynyk, Otto Porter Jr. And then the second part you need to know is that there will be a separate additional rookie badge that will appear for a moment that was the player's first ever game. So let's call that the first game badge. So that means LaMelo's assist that's going for $180 in the marketplace will have both badges, but if he has another moment come out later this season that is from a second or third game or 10th game, it will not have the first game badge, but it will have the first rookie badge. So what does this all mean? It means that some legendary moments are going to have an extra designation. Some legendary moments might actually have both badges, if not just the first rookie badge. And then it also means that some rookie debut moments will get the rookie year badge designation, but may not get the first game badge designation if they didn't occur during the player's first game. The example I'm going to use for all this is RJ Barrett. So RJ Barrett playing for the Knicks, he has four moments right now that occurred during his first game. So all four of those moments, his hollow, his base limited edition, his rookie debut, and his metallic gold, are all going to get the rookie badge and the first game ever badge. What did this do to the marketplace after the news dropped? Well, immediately people flocked to the Giannis moment because the Giannis Antetokounmpo moment is during the 2013-2014 season, so it's going to get a rookie designation. Within minutes, any moment that was under $700 was gone from the marketplace, and I actually saw within an hour they were going for over $1,400. I saw one user actually flip a moment. He bought it for $400 and then sold it an hour and a half later for like $1,475 on the marketplace. So that's what this news did. It also drove up some of those other running back players. So Steven Adams went from like $18 to $195 today. Kelly Olynyk went from $15 to $68. Victor Oladipo went from $30 to $150. This was just crazy news, and honestly, that just shows the excitement of the marketplace and of this rookie badge designation. As a result, there have been over 1,000 sales since that sale yesterday, with the floor for these moments going up something like, I don't know how much that would be, like 600 or 700%. So if you have not gotten your favorite rookie's moment from this year or from last year and you want that first game designation, go and get it now. And don't worry, you'll still have the opportunity to get it again, because again, think about guys like Peyton Pritchard, who does not even have a moment yet. We're going to see a moment from him soon. It might be from his first game. It'll definitely be from his rookie year. So there's still plenty of opportunities for those who want to collect rookies. I think that the first game badge is actually what's going to hold so much more long-term value, maybe one day even eclipsing the value of some of the more legendary sets like Hollow or From the Top. I don't want to speak way too far ahead here, but think about the impact of a first ever game played. Think about what that actually means to see that on a player's moment, how special that is, and how there's only so many moments for really, you know, big time players for again, for someone like LaMelo Ball, who could be an all-star for his entire career. He's only going to have so many moments that have first game ever. He's probably only going to have one. So think about that for a second. I really do think that these first game badges are going to be something that becomes so highly coveted and traded and sold on the marketplace. So again, if you have one of those moments, hang on to it. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's not too late. There's some, they're expensive on the marketplace, or you can just wait for the next pack drop and cross your fingers. Quick little personal story about last night, about me. So, you know, I was lucky enough to see that email right when it came in from Dapper. So I got on the marketplace. I was able to secure a, you know, not mega expensive Giannis that I plan to hold for a very long time. I was also able to secure a Victor Oladipo for about $35 and a Kelly Olynyk, but that story doesn't end as well as you might hope. I actually relisted both of them for about twice the price on each one, which were both sold all overnight while I slept, and the sales were nowhere near what their actual ceiling was. So, nice little story, made a little profit, but I'm always going to have that FOMO when I feel like it could have sold for more. Don't know if you have a similar story, but if you do, hit me up, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Honestly, I just want to say I love this kind of stuff on Top Shot. I love being able to just kind of hop on the marketplace so quickly and do a couple flips. Even with the, you know, not so big profits as they could have been, it's still super fun. Can't wait for more stuff like this. Next up, let's chat about the player rankings that I have created on Twitter. So in every week of the podcast, I'm trying to break down a different set of moments that's come out in the past and kind of break through what's happened to it. Last week on episode one, I talked about playoff sense, and I just want to say that since we talked about it last week on the podcast, those sets have actually blown up yet again. An average LeBron playoff moment from the 2019-2020 season is going for like $300 to $800. And I also want to say that although Western Conference Finals sets have been selling quite a lot, I actually find that their prices are still relatively low, especially considering that you've got like LeBron, Anthony Davis, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, all in there. I actually find that those prices for Western Conference Finals are actually still so low compared to finals or conference semifinals. Also, of all the playoff moments, we've still got the same leaders we did last week. Luka, first round, still leads it there. I don't know if that'll ever get some kind of first playoff moment badge. Maybe that'll happen someday from Top Shot, but a very cool moment. An awesome, awesome buzzer beater there. If you're looking to collect some awesome playoff moments from last year, the floor is still around $10. You can get like a Bam Adebayo, $10 from the finals, which seems to me like an amazing deal. And even like a Jeremy Grant from Western Conference Finals. So, you know, give him some love down there at $10. Pick a few up for some of those nice historical playoff moments. But today, instead of talking about a specific set, since we already spent the first half of the show talking about rookies, we're going to talk about player rankings. So I'm sure that everybody who participates in Top Shot in some capacity has their own ranking of players that correlates to, you know, their personal preference and who they think the best players in the league are. So what I've gone ahead and done is actually created my own ranking tier system. It's basically like a grading of players, kind of like a stock or like insurance. And I shared this on Twitter the other day, which got some really kind of controversial feedback from a few people. Even Roham, who is the CEO of Dapper Labs, weighed in on the debate. And I'd love for you to go check out the tweet or even just hit me up after you listen to this and let me know your thoughts. So without any further ado, I'm going to go through my tiers, my top three tiers for NBA Top Shot player moments. So the absolute top tier only has one player in it. It's LeBron James. He is in a league of his own. He's by far the most legendary player we have currently in the NBA. And I know there's a lot of other really amazing players out there, some who have beat him in the finals, but really we are so lucky to be witnessing LeBron, to be seeing him win his championships. Whether you think he's better or worse than Jordan, Kobe, whatever that debate is, we're very lucky to have him. Investing in a LeBron James NBA Top Shot moment, honestly, to me, is like the equivalent of a government bond. It's very reliable. You cannot go wrong. Even if it's expensive, it's very unlikely that it's actually going to lose any value because people are always going to want to buy it. So investing there, if you want to get out, you can do it. There's no like appreciation rate for it, but considering how much LeBron moments have gone up in just the last couple weeks, I would say that your bets are high that those moments, you scoop them up now, will be worth quite a lot more in the future. Almost every single one of the top 100 sales ever on Top Shot is a LeBron James moment, and that trend will probably continue for years to come. Speaking of years, we don't know how many years LeBron actually has left in the NBA. He's talked about playing until he's 40 and waiting until his son, Bronny Jr., comes into the league. But again, we don't know what that's going to look like. You know, even after the season, he is getting up there. He's 36 now, I think. So again, you know, as Father Time creeps closer, that just makes LeBron moments on Top Shot way more valuable. He's got quite a few to choose from. And I would actually look at those, even with those being the most highly priced in Top Shot right now, I would actually consider those a bargain, considering that you can still get some great playoff moments, like I was saying, for, you know, $500 to $600. LeBron also has a base moment that's still in circulating count at just over 3,000. When that one finishes minting, which we don't know when that's going to be, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 2 weeks from now, it could be in 2 months. When that one finishes minting, I think there's going to be an absolute frenzy. It's still going for only like $72. So I think that that is going to blow up at some point really soon. And again, his Western Conference final moment, it goes for like $300. I don't really understand how that's possible. Like that moment is awesome. And again, anything LeBron should be gold. So LeBron alone in the top tier, and very likely that he's going to have any company anytime soon, if not ever, in Top Shot. All right, on to the second tier. Now, there are five players in the second tier of Top Shot moments. And these are players whose popularity in the league is totally undeniable, and so is their popularity in Top Shot. If you ever open a pack and you get one of these players, there is no doubt that you are absolutely elated. The first two are lock-in Hall of Famers. They've got multiple titles each, a few of them together. They're both MVPs. They both had a kind of odd, 18 to 20 months in the last little bit. So we haven't seen them play too much of their best basketball, but they definitely both have tons of great basketball left. And like LeBron, they may have some of their best moments coming in their 30s. They are Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, two of the five in tier two. Kevin Durant only has one series, one moment, and it's a run it back. And the fact that that goes for 650, I do not understand, considering how good Kevin Durant is, and also how popular Kevin Durant is, and also how good he's going to be. It's unfortunate that Durant, wasn't able to play last year. Otherwise, we'd probably have a Hollow and a Cosmic of him, but such is life, we don't. And we'll have to settle for the only Series 1 moment from Durant being the run at Mac. He does have a Series 2 moment out, which trades for $45, which honestly is insane to me. Let's talk about this for a second. LaMelo Ball. He's a good passer. He had a triple-double. Goes for $180. He's got, 300 moments on the marketplace out of 4,000 that are going to come out, plus more this season. And that goes for $180. And Kevin Durant, who's one of the best players ever, maybe second or third best player in the league in the last decade, is sitting there at $45 for Series 2. That doesn't make sense to me. Kevin Durant, a Tier 2 player. Pick him up while you can, honestly. And hopefully we see some legendary moments this season from Kevin Durant. Steph Curry, he's got six moments, three of them legendaries, and his prices have started to finally pop. If you're in Discord, you probably noticed that the other day I was looking to pick up a Steph Curry holo. God, this is a good FOMO story. I was looking to pick up a Steph Curry holo. It was going for about $3,000. Now it's at $16. So I think my hopes of getting a Curry holo are getting a little dimmer by the day by every podcast, but that's okay. I'm happy because that price range is totally deserving of Curry. He's a sure bet if you can pick up any of his moments. He's got a few base Series 1 and base Series 2 going for $20 each. Also doesn't make sense when you compare it to the rookies from this year, but they're there. Grab them while you can. The Steph Curry story is definitely not over in the NBA. He's the greatest shooter of all time, arguably. And he might have a few more titles, if not a few more awesome playoff runs in his future. A fan favorite, Curry. So there are three other players in the second tier. Luka Doncic, Ja Morant, and Zion Williamson. You might think that there are some other players that belong here, but looking at Top Shot numbers, popularity, and honestly just how much people love these guys, they belong in tier two with Durant and Curry, and the rest do not. Between these three players, Luka, Ja, and Zion, you're looking at who knows how many MVPs in the next 10 to 15 years. And without a doubt, these three guys are the core of the next generation of NBA players. They have the biggest brand names, highest overall prices in Top Shot, and a lot of that value from their moments in Top Shot is a future value, what people think their careers are going to be like, and that being priced in to that. So again, looking at their Cosmics, like Ja Morant Cosmic going for like $8,000, that is for the future of what he can be, even though he's injured right now. Now the third tier has seven players. I'm going to read them out to you, and these are in no particular order. Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Trae Young, Giannis Antetokounmpo, James Harden, Damian Lillard, and Nikola Jokic. I'm going to go through them one by one and explain why they made it onto this list. Kyrie, he's incredibly popular. He has a ring that he won with LeBron, and he could easily get another one this year if, he ever returns to the team. At any moment in time, Kyrie can impact and take over any game, and he still absolutely has that power. He's still a young guy, and now he's going to play with Durant. His star could grow even bigger again once he kind of comes back to playing basketball and gets back to playing playoff basketball. Anthony Davis, AD, love the guy. That guy's a true all-star. He might be a star in LA forever if he chooses to. But again, he doesn't make the second tier. He hasn't been entirely healthy his entire career, and he hasn't won a ring without LeBron. I know you could say that about, you know, Kevin Durant with Steph Curry, but AD, just not a big enough all-star for a long enough time to warrant the demand on Top Shot. He's got a few months from the finals that really sell for quite a lot, but again, has not really elevated to that second tier. Trae Young, he's also a huge part of the future of the league, and it's really hard to not pair him with the other ones, but I just feel like there's a little less hype around him. It might be because he has quite a few more moments out there on Top Shot, but he's just a, you know, a lick or two shy of that second tier. Giannis, probably the most controversial pick to not make it into tier two. He would absolutely be in tier two if not for two factors. One is he has tons of moments on Top Shot. He got his own MVP set, which we might see more of those, but he's the only person with the MVP set in series one. So he has a lot of moments available. Also, he hasn't won anything yet. And I know that Luka, Ja, and Zion, none of them have even won a playoff series. But Giannis, a two-time MVP, this guy can't get out of the conference finals. He's in the semifinals last year. He's got to break through to make it into the legendary realm of NBA players and graduate to tier two, both in my eyes and I think just in general eyes of the NBA fan base. Harden, James Harden, he's an MVP. Guy needs a ring, and he needs out of Houston desperately. I don't think I need to talk about him too much, but I will remind you that just under 2 years ago, James Harden had 32 straight games where he had 30-plus points. His star's a little lower right now. You can buy his base moment in Top Shot for $4, which is crazy. His star's a little low right now. It's going to rise as soon as he finds his groove again, either in Houston or on another team. He's a tier three guy, not anything less, but not anything more. Damian Lillard, the hype man, one of my favorite players. He's an easy fan favorite, but again, has not gone deep enough into the playoffs to really merit being in the next tier. I put him in the third tier because he is just an absolute killer, somebody that everybody wants to see in the playoffs and wants to see succeed. He's honestly one of those guys that you feel like if he'd come out on a different team, if he'd been on Golden State where he could have played with like a Klay and a Draymond, he could have been Curry. That might be a little controversial, but again, Dame has always had that potential, and you know, hopefully he's going to be able to find that sometime in his career. He's a huge fan favorite. Lots of moments sold for a high price and Top Shot. Last but not least, Nikola Jokic. He should be an MVP. If the guy played in a bigger market, he would absolutely be an MVP. Or even if he played a little bit flashier, which he doesn't, he would be an MVP. He has such an incredible impact on the game. He is killing it in PR this year, pretty much the highest rating in the league, but just does not get enough of that hype. And as a result, is just not as popular in Top Shot as he should be. If you like those rankings, if you don't like those rankings, hit me up on Discord and Twitter and let me know your thoughts. I'm going to keep these updated as the season goes and very open to changing them. For now, they're set in stone. Over time, I'm also going to develop a fourth tier of players, and I'd love your input. So again, please hit me up. Now we're going to take a look at the week ahead and also talk about my picks for which moments you should be looking at on Top Shot. So in the next couple days, we have some really awesome high-scoring potential games. I find when there's some high-scoring games in the NBA, that always drives up a few players' moments prices, so keep an eye out. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, January 13th, there is the highly anticipated Kristaps Porzingis debut, which I tweeted about the other day, and his statistics. The Mavs are going to be playing the Hornets, and then there's also another potentially high-scoring game with the Hawks and the Suns. On Thursday, January 14th, the Heat play the Sixers again after an absolute thriller tonight. I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but I know that Tyler Hero had 34 points and Embiid had like 45, and it went to OT, so I'm going to watch the highlights in a bit. And there's also Golden State against Denver, which should be awesome. See Jokic go up against Curry and his crew. On Friday, we had the Pelicans and the Lakers. Anytime that it's, you know, New Orleans against the Lakers, it's always going to be exciting, mainly because of the Anthony Davis trade. And also just any game with Zion always has potential for major excitement. Saturday is the Hawks versus the Blazers, potential for a high-scoring game. I've talked about how I love watching the Atlanta Hawks. Lost a couple of games in the past few weeks since I said that, but honestly, you know, not going to be long until they find their groove again. So let's get to my picks for teams and players to keep an eye out for in the next little bit on Top Shot. The first one is a player slash a team. It's DeMar DeRozan and the Spurs roster. Let's look for a second at what DeMar DeRozan has been doing this year. First, he's developed an amazing three-pointer that he's shooting 43% at, and he's also become way less ball dominant and averaging a career best in assists at 7.3 assists per game, still putting up 19 points a game. What DeMar is doing is he is making himself very attractive for either a trade or free agency, or also just pushing the Spurs to new heights. The Spurs are currently 6-5. They beat the Thunder tonight, so they are right in the thick of things in terms of the Western playoff race. They could make some noise. Looking at DeMar's actual marketplace numbers, his limited edition base is $5. Circulating is $2. Metallic, $49. Throwdown, $122, which is a rare. It's a reward. It's a challenge reward. So only like 150 of those. His Lace Him Up is $180. That's a legendary. And his Hollow is $590. I know at the start of the year, DeMar was ranked 82nd out of all NBA players, and he is definitely on a tear this year to prove that that is wrong. I don't expect these prices to stay so low for very much longer. In terms of other Spurs player, also very underrated, considering that, again, they could be a playoff team this year, maybe even win a round. Looking at like Lonnie Walker, his Cosmics, only $899. LaMarcus Aldridge Hollow for $450. Jeez, that really seems like a bargain. And then you've got other guys like DeJounte Murray, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills. All their metallic golds are like $41 or less. I really think the Spurs are a team that are going to do very well this year. You can never go wrong, Greg Popovich, and they're usually a little quiet, and you can see that on the marketplace. Highly recommend to keep an eye on those. The second pick is just one player. It's Bradley Beal. He is making tons of noise this year. I would stop short of calling him any kind of MVP candidate, but he did have a 60-point game the other day. He is shooting the lights out. He's averaging 34.9 points a game, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, and shooting 37.5% from 3, having an absolute banger of a year. I don't know if he's going to be able to continue this pace, though. He's got, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to continue this pace though in the next couple weeks, because he's got a few harder defensive matchups coming up. This week he's got Detroit, which is ranked 25th in defensive rating. So a bit of an easy matchup. But then they're playing Cleveland twice, which, if you can believe, like, Cleveland is ranked first in defensive efficiency this season. Then they got Charlotte, which is 9th in defensive, Milwaukee, San Antonio, not so great on defense. So he might have a hard couple of weeks. I don't know if he's going to put up another 60, but he will damn sure try. The Wizards are currently 5th in offensive rating, 27th in defensive. So their game's always going to be high scoring as they try to, you know, win more than a couple games this year. Another thing to note about Beal is that he is a very attractive trade target right now. A lot of people are saying that he's kind of the new James Harden for this season, in the way that he, you know, is someone who other teams are going to highly covet as a big time scorer, maybe even someone like the Raptors. So keep an eye on him. His market lows still seem relatively low, maybe not so much on the legendaries, but his base moments circulating going for $6, limited edition, $8, Metallic, $95, For the Win, $100. It's a very cool rare set if you haven't checked it out. Lace Him Up, $499, actually seems like kind of a deal because his Hollow is now up to $1,199. Bradley Beal, a guy to keep an eye on. Next up, the third pick is two players and their team, Malcolm Brogdon, Domantas Sabonis, and the Indiana Pacers. So let's think about the Pacers for a second, because this is a bit like the Spurs, what I was just saying about them. The Pacers are off to a very nice 7-4 start. Just minutes ago, they beat the Warriors. They're off to 7-4 start. Warriors might be the best team they beat, them and the Celtics. They just lost 2 to the Suns and the Kings, but they're 7th in offense, 19th in defense. Brogdon is 27th in player efficiency. Sabonis is 44th. They have Nate Bjorken, who was the assistant coach for the Nick Nurse Raptors in the last couple years. Nate is credited with coming up with the box and one defense on Steph Curry in the finals a couple years back, which some people said, you know, shouldn't be part of the game, but it definitely worked. Nate Bjorken has revitalized this team. They're moving faster, they're more aggressive, they're causing turnovers, they're doing the kind of stuff that make them an absolute playoff nightmare against a better team. Think about how Indiana has barely been able to make it out of the first round in the last couple years, but been able to get there. They are becoming a far more dangerous team. Looking at their star players, still severely underrated, undervalued on the marketplace. You're looking at Sabonis. His Series 1 moments go for $3. Base moment circulating card. Circulating count. He's only got one. $65 for the throwdown moment. $68 metallic. $780 hollow. Brogdon, $1 CC. This guy is the 27th in the league in player efficiency rating, and his circulating count base moment goes for $1. $9 for his limited edition, $20 for his GOT game, and $32 for his metallic. That is some major disrespect. They just beat the Warriors. And then, of course, one of my favorite players, Miles Turner. God, his numbers are so, his value on the marketplace so low. I think it should be so much higher. $1 for his circulating count base and $18 for metallic. Last but not least, number four, I just talked about him, Nikola Jokic. So if you watched the Mavs versus Nuggets game last Thursday, it's so clear that Jokic is a beast. If you didn't learn in the playoffs last year, this guy is somebody we need to watch. He should be an MVP, but I just think it's just like he's just not flashy enough to get there. The Nuggets not doing super well, off to a slow start. They're 3-5 right now, but they are second in offense, 24th in defense. So that's, you know, having a few issues on the defensive end. The other stars on the team, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, they get so much more hype than Jokic does, and I honestly don't really understand it, and it's kind of reflected in the marketplace. Let's look at the numbers really quick. So naturally, the Jokic legendaries go for way more, $4,000 for Cosmic, $3,000 for Hollow, whereas someone like Murray, his Hollow only goes for $900. Jokic, his first round moment, goes for $390. That just popped in the last couple days. It's five times what Jamal Murray's moment goes for, and yet, his metallic goes for less than Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.'s. Both of theirs are at $299, whereas Jokic is at $180. I'm not really sure why that is. I don't understand how his other playoff moments or just his general moments can be like five times more than the other stars on the team. And yet for Metallic, which is a lot of people's favorite set, somehow still be $100 left. Don't really get that. Even look at his conference semifinals moment. It's twice that of Murray's. So I would expect them. I would expect his metallic gold one to skyrocket sometime soon. So again, Jokic, potentially a hot buy if you keep your eye out for the right deal. Number five, there is a bonus. I said it only before, but there is a bonus player. It is Draymond Green. Team just went down against the Pacers, like I said, tonight. But Draymond is back. You can see he's finding his form finally, which he needs. He needs that energy out there to have an impact on the game. Keep in mind that Draymond is pretty much like the 2010's Dennis Rodman. Not nearly as fun, but definitely a huge impact on the game for the Warriors, a huge part of their title runs. His base currently only goes for like $3 or $4, and he only has one Series 1 Legendary, which is the Lace Him Up, and it's still under $300. The Warriors should be good this year. They're going to be fun to watch. Draymond's back. They're going to be in the playoffs. Those moments, they're not going to stay that low for long. Draymond Green, somebody to keep an eye out. All right, everybody, that's the end for me today. Thank you to everybody on Twitter and on Discord who has sent me their feedback and their thoughts. I really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who has been listening, who listened last week. And if you made it this far in the episode, thank you for listening now. There's more to come. Like I said, I'm going to try and do this every Tuesday, except for if there's a pack drop, I'll do it a different day. A big shout out to Veerman. Who's the guy who built the intangible.market tool, which you undoubtedly use. I definitely use it. If you have a few moments to spare, definitely send him one. You get the instructions for that in Intangible Market. Without that tool, a lot of these awesome stats wouldn't be possible. If you have any thoughts, suggestions, if you hate those player tiers, please hit me up at LGDucet in Discord or on Twitter. Shoot me a DM. Also, send me your hot takes. I'd love to kind of get a sense of what you guys think of the NBA right now and of the market and read that out on the show. And with that, I'm going to say good luck in the challenges and the upcoming pack drops whenever we get them. We'll see you next time on The First Mint.